If your city, town, or village does not have this plow, you need to demand this plow. Introducing the SP238 Viking. Ramming speed.
You know, I think it worked.
I don't think it did. Look at all that water still on
there. The interstate, 94 west by 164, we were laughing because they've done this before and we aren't quite sure why, but they dropped a blade on one of the DPW trucks and they were pushing water around.
You got standing water just as you would hit the off-ramp there. I wonder if a drain was clogged, if there's a storm drain near there. Either that or, you know, you're kind of down an embankment. If you know that spot, when you would get off on 164, you actually would go up to meet the roadway, right?
Yep.
So you have sort of an embankment right there.
So they water
to go. So they literally brought out a snow plow, dropped the blade, and tried to plow the water out of the direction. Yes, we've seen this before near this stretch.
Yes, right.
That was when I think underneath Highway 16
that time.
It was a couple
of years ago, and we were kind of
mocking. Plow the water out.
Because that looked really silly to us that they were plowing water.
Nor did that appear to work either.
I don't know. It looks like there's less water in that area. He pushed it to a different drain, it appears.
Okay, well, either way, they're still allowing
blocked.
Cars to try to exit in that spot, but that should be resolved rather soon as the rain has largely stopped, most of it moving out over Lake Michigan. We're going to check in live with Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky at 720. Sports is coming up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
If your city, town, or village does not have this plow, you need to demand this plow. Introducing the SP238 Viking. Ramming speed.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Some debate now as to whether that's a plow blade, Eric, or someone texted it's a sweeper on the front of the plow.
Okay, like a spinny...
One of those, like
the
Whisper 2000.
So then that would push the water easier.
I contend
or
did not work. There's at least as much water still there.
I don't know. I think maybe it did work.
Watching the spot where there is standing water.
164
westbound on I-94. You can't get off on 164 there. Brewers and Rangers again tonight at American Family Field. Homestand off to an explosive start. Brewers were down 3-1 in the sixth. Bases loaded for Rhys Hoskins.
Adamas aboard at first. This one hit in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Rhys Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded.
Bob Uecker on the call, of course, right here on 620 WTMJ. Won't get the same amount of attention, but you wouldn't have had that were it not for Willie Adamas working back from an 0-2 count to draw a walk. Christian Yelich also had a great at-bat ahead of Hoskins, drawing walks, and that set up Rhys to look first pitch.
Felt like he was just going to try to get into the zone real quick, try to get ahead so he could do what he wanted. Having Willie see 7-8 pitches, Yelich saw 7-8-9 pitches, maybe he tired out, left something up in the middle of the plate, and I just didn't miss.
He did not miss.
No.
Brewers win 6-3. Rangers again tonight at American Family Field with the first pitch at 7:10.
Pat Murphy says he choked up during that home run. We'll have to ask him about that. He joins us at 7:45. Game 7 was a classic NHL Stanley Cup final. It was the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. Here's the call from WQAM.
10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making is a reality.
Whoa!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
All right, now.
You okay, man?
Vince Lombardi is coming home. Makes sense.
Yes. His name's on the trophy. We won the first two. The Lombardi trophy is coming home. Yes.
That's an iconic Jim Irwin call. I'm not sure.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
So the analyst, he couldn't control. I appreciate the love and the excitement he had, right?
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
All right, a little bit more.
The Florida Panthers.
You can't let him finish. Cannot let him
100%
finish.
100% play-by-play guy. I can't stand that dude.
Right? You can't even get
before
your
line. Before that.
the Florida
Don't
Panthers.
Don't throw them out, Tom.
I would have been fine if dudes said, will you let me finish the championship call? And then you can, I'll hand the mic to you, and you can continue screaming into it.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
They did it.
See, he was done with him. Yep, they did it. Fine. Yes. Won the championship. Here, you go ahead and do the post game too. I'm out.
I'm happy for them. That's right. Pure We're joy and excitement.
Sure.
Florida Panthers won, by the way.
.725 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Yeah, in terms of the issue we were talking about, if you're just joining us, for about a half hour or so, the exit ramp at Highway 164, if you were westbound on I-94, so into Kenosha County, was closed as there was standing water there. One of the methods they used was they brought in a large truck, and at first we thought it was a plow blade on it. Instead, it was one of those sweepers that they used to remove snow.
A giant street sweeper?
Just like this.
Yeah.
So Eric thinks that's what did it. I disagree, but
you just think gravity did it? You just think just it was the drain?
Eventually the water went away. Whether it helped or not, that exit ramp is back open right now.
Yeah.
You're not the only ones dealing with some pretty rough weather. In fact, we're largely spared of the flooding concerns that they're seeing in Iowa and in Minnesota. Minnesota, is that where that dam is giving them some concern?
This Minnesota dam is what they're saying is on the edge of disaster. ABC's Melissa Adon near the Rapidan Dam with more.
After days of relentless rain, the Rapidan Dam suffering damage from flooding Monday morning. Other parts of the state suffering from torrential rain. Volunteers in Waterville coming together to prepare sandbags.
So communities on the edge of this dam, they say they're in imminent danger of collapse with that dam. So with that happening, with this torrential rain, volunteers now coming together, they got the sandbags. Other states like Iowa also dealing with heavy rain and torrential flooding as well, just to issue upon issue with the rain.
Caught in a pretty tough pattern right now. We talked to WTMJ meteorologist Craig Copleen on the show on Monday. He said, I can't tell you if we're going to shake it for the remainder of the summer or if this is just the summer of 2024.
Yeah. How did he say it? It's like an investment. You got to go by few. You can't you can't look at the past to assume you'll know what's going to happen in the future as the rain or the severe weather rolls.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360. He joins us at 7:45.
Incredible medical technology taking place in Chicago. This happened at Northwestern Medical. 28-year-old man named John Nicholas was the first person ever to undergo a kidney transplant while fully awake. Instead of general anesthesia, doctors gave Nicholas a single spinal anesthesia shot. Here's the Northwestern Medicine director, Dr. Satish Nadig.
It took less than 2 hours, and John was discharged and able to walk out of the hospital less than 24 hours later.
So compare it to a C-section, right?
Okay.
A mother gets a C-section before giving birth. Very similar situation here. That they say that's the best comp. You basically get this shot, this anesthesia shot, and then you go from there. Transplant recipients are usually intubated. That can require long recovery times. This guy was awake. He saw the new organ before they put it in.
That particular moment where I saw the kidney in Dr. Nadig's hands, like, extremely powerful to see that.
Oh, man. I mean, God bless him. And if you're an organ recipient, it means you've done the work. You've prepared your body to receive that gift. And I know a lot of folks who are walking around with organs that they've received. And so credit to him. But no, thank you, man.
You don't want to see it. No, so here's why this is so incredible. It's more than just because we can do it. Typically, a patient needs to take a lot of painkillers for stuff like this. That was not needed, which is amazing. No opioids. This can help patients who are considered high risk when they undergo general anesthesia. To know that you don't have to do that. And there's also this, says the doctor.
It can really open the door to so many more people that have kidney failure that can make their major operation that they're going to undergo more of an overnight procedure.
Yeah, make it overnight. How about make it outpatient someday?
Oh, well,
I'm sure the insurance companies will love
behind that, all the time. Right.
Oh, yeah, outpatient. Yeah, just come in. We'll do it at 10 a.m. You'll be out the door by 1 p.m.
Yeah, we'll get you back home right away. Don't worry. Right, your spouse can take care of you then.
Yeah, I guarantee you that insurance companies right now just licking their lips. Can't wait to kick these guys back to their house.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ.
Is there too much negativity on social media?
Yes. Now back to you.
Well, one well-known Wisconsin company is on a mission to bring positivity to the internet.
In a recent Johnsonville ad, actor Vince Vaughn gives a serious pep talk to America.
So outrage is all the rage. Angst, our new national pastime. Just a thought from out here in Johnsonville. What if instead of keeping it angsty, we all keep it juicy?
Now the Sheboygan-based sausage company is taking out an ad in the New York Times explaining how it hopes to fix the World Wide Web. The plan? Blast social media feeds with positive content.
Generally speaking, people are in. 89% of people in America wish social media was less negative.
There's also a little thought that positive content results in happier people. People who want to hang out, cook out, and yes, grill sausage.
Imagine what starts feeding us again.
What's that?
Not the bots. But the brats.
Jessica Tai, WTMJ News.
I applaud them for the effort. I hope it works. They're going to try to use brands and influencers and celebrities to help them incorporate positivity on the social media timelines.
Can I chime in on this?
Sure.
Yes. I mean, as you guys know, I am on social a lot. And I've done some social media managing for a couple companies. And I will say, you know, obviously, a lot of times people only post if it's something negative to say. But sometimes when you just get that perfect positive message, I mean, sometimes those are the posts that get the most engagement. They really are. I know that people don't always think that, but I think there's a craving for positivity out there.
I think you can add positivity. That doesn't mean you can take away the negative, right?
True, yeah.
So I don't think there's any that.
It's never going to go away.
That's good to know, Steph. Thank you for sharing.
744, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers and Rangers go again tonight at American Family Field. Let me set the stage. Bottom of the sixth, Brewers down 3-1, and the bases are loaded for Rhys Hoskins.
Adames aboard at first. This one in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Rhys Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded.
Brewers go on to win 6-3, same two teams tonight, with a 7-10 first pitch at American Family Field. And Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Hey, you were super happy, obviously, to win that game. It's always great to see a grand slam, but in particular, happy for Rhys Hoskins, who has been scuffling offensively. He's the best of guys, and this is exactly what you want to see out of him and for him.
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
And we lost him. Okay.
Well, what he'll likely say...
He really likes... Do you want me to play a bite, or should we wait to get him back on?
Felt like he was just going to try to get into the zone real quick, try to get ahead so he could do what he wanted. Having Willie see 7-8 pitches, Yelly saw 7-8-9 pitches, maybe he tired out, left something up in the middle of the plate, and I just didn't miss.
That was Rhys talking about how he was swinging first pitch. He was looking for a first pitch to hit on account of the fact that a couple of guys in front of him had walked. Let me get you Pat Murphy on that.
Hey, he's hit some balls hard, but, I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him, you know, like so happy for him.
Got Murphy back on the line with us this morning. Murph, a little bit more on that, just in particular, how you been rooting for Rhys Hoskins? And we're 0 for 2.
I don't think he likes you.
Was it the question? Like, it was a pretty easy, pretty benign question. We'll try to reset. 7:48. We got Mark Tauscher coming up next on Wisconsin's Morning News, as far as we know.
Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, you got in on this early morning rain today.
I did.
I did. Anything to report? Damage report, Captain?
First off, listening to that sounder back, I think I need to get more excited about birthdays. That's the first thing after I just listened to that little clip. And the other thing, is this normal? I am not a weather historian, but does it not seem like we see the forecast? We had our baseball tournament canceled last weekend, so that was disappointing. And it looked like the week before, forecast is great for the weekend. And then all of a sudden, like yesterday, again, we're sitting here and it's we got baseball. The forecast looks good, and then all of a sudden, like a monster thunderstorm just pops up. So I don't know what the heck is going on. It's been kind of crazy, and I don't know. Is this completely abnormal for what we're used to, or is this just this is kind of how it's going to go?
We kind of asked Storm Team WTMJ meteorologist Craig Copeland exactly that question, Tausch, yesterday as we were reviewing not only the tornado outbreak from the weekend, but then looking ahead to some more severe weather. Right now, according to Craig, we're caught in right where the jet stream crosses over. So that's created some instability in the atmosphere for us as to whether or not we stay here for any extended period of time. How did he put it?
He said it's like watching the stock market, that you can't invest on the past. You have to take it day by day, looking forward to the future.
So they don't know.
Storms do not begin storms. So,
yeah, in essence, what you're saying is that we can't predict the market. We can't predict. Listen, man, I get it. I think everybody is just like, when is this whole operation going to end? Because this has been one of the weirdest, I guess you could say summer, we're 4 days into it. It's just been a super weird deal. And unfortunately, it's been really violent. And, you know, we got hammered with hail and, you know, or flooding and everything else. So I don't know what you can even think about doing other than just kind of hanging on and hope that something better is coming down the pipe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like, too, it's fell a lot on the weekends. So we've had a lot of weekend events, either rained out or at least interrupted. I played golf through the rain on Saturday. Like, and I
warrior.
Feel like just,
what a warrior.
Awful.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that's frustrating. And, you know, especially as Wisconsinites, I think we all are so excited about, you know, the summertime, because we have, I believe, the best weather, and that's why people come up north, and that's why, you know, it's, you know, from about mid-May till October, I think there's nowhere better to be. And unfortunately, it seems like it's hammering us not only, you know, throughout the entire week, but the weekends when everybody is wanting to go do all that great music that was down in Milwaukee this weekend, and you got games and soccer tournaments, baseball, all the stuff. And all of it's kind of getting it puts a big damper on it. And I just hope that this isn't like some kind of pattern that we're going to be stuck in for throughout the entire summer, because it has not been great. I don't think anybody could argue that.
Hey, Tausch, so the Packers made some news this week. Chief Operating Officer Ed Policy is going to be the successor to current team president and CEO Mark Murphy. So Murphy will retire next year. The mandatory retirement age is 70 years old. So in comes Policy. Is this a guy you've ever rubbed elbows with?
I have met him before, and obviously his history with his dad being the head of the San Francisco 49ers. And then I think Ed has been, you know, throughout the AFL, he's been in leadership positions. And I think, you know, they brought him in 2012 or 2013 I think that was the plan. And, you know, as we saw the last time there was this transition with John Jones, it didn't the transition didn't go, and you know, then things kind of got upset. This was always the plan, and I think, you know, what he was able to do with Titletown, and you know, watching how Mark Murphy was operating, it's a great job, and I think anyone would be excited to have it. The fact that Ed has been able to spend 12 or 13 years up there, understand kind of the entire culture and what being a Green Bay Packer is all about. There are a couple things I'm really interested in is, you know, does he keep the power structure the same? And I think with, you know, with Goody and everybody reporting to him, I would think until, and hopefully this will be a long time down the pipe, you'll think that they'll keep that structure the same. But that's always the interesting part about what the team president does. And then what big things does he have planned moving forward? Because if there's one thing we know, the NFL is not going to stop growing. It's going to continue on. Titletown's been awesome. What's that next big thing that the Packers are going to do? And I'm sure that's going to be at the forefront of what Ed Policy's going to do. Is there a better nickname than Ed Open Door? Do you think, is there anything we can come up with a better nickname than Ed Open Door Policy? Anything.
I like it. I mean,
it's better than Ed Sexual Harassment Policy. Or
I suppose it
Ed
is,
bereavement
yeah,
policy that, yeah. Or whatever. So yeah, Ed okay. Open door policy.
Good. There we go.
As long as we're going down the HR thing. Thanks, Dawson.